Welcome back to the playground right here on Sports Talk 1050. WTK, the ticket. Ms. Brandon Peters, what class is he in?
He's a sophomore.
He is a sophomore. That is correct, Ms. You get extra points for that. Bonus
Yay!
Points for that.
Yay! I can have a sip of my coffee?
You can. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Okay.
There you go. There's the drink of his coffee.
It's hot.
That right there is why we are the number one
that is
show.
That is it.
Can't get content like that from anywhere else.
That coffee is still boiling hot, too. That is hot.
So you burnt yourself on that.
Hot take.
That's why we need to be careful when you're bringing coffee into the playground.
Hot.
Michigan beats Maryland 35-10. We'll talk a little bit about the rushing game, some defense, and then we'll take some more callers that I know have called in and want to talk about the number one rated show in all the world. So the rushing game, Chris Evans gets 80 yards net. He did rush for 90, but he did also have a 10-yard loss there. Two touchdowns, 17 was his longest. Higdon, only 50 yards, about 150 less than he had the week before. Walker, 7 for 26, or 23 overall, because he did have a 3-yard loss in there. And then Brandon Peters, what are you doing rushing the ball for 6 yards? Pogi, 2 yards. It was for a touchdown. And Samuels got one in mop-up duty. Your guys' thoughts overall, 38 rushes, attempts for 176 yards, 3 TDs. You happy with it?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a wow, incredible, game like they had against Minnesota last week. But, I mean, you still had yourself a decent enough game. I mean, the thing that, a lot of people are kind of, hoping for the best is Caron Higdon, is that he left the game. He didn't come back in the second half. He left off the field during the first half of the game. So it was good to see that. I'm hoping, I'm not 100% sure, I'm assuming that Jimmy will give an update tomorrow during his presser.
He'll be there about noon. We'll go on. You can hear it on the M Zone.
What?
If you're not... You guys only go to noon, the Inside the Huddle show.
Yeah, I'm not doing it tomorrow.
You're not
though.
Doing it. So they're only going to noon, so you'll have to listen for it on the M Zone tomorrow from 3 to 6.
Mm-hmm. And it should be all good there. Should be all good in the hood. But I'm pretty sure Higdon's is fine. I'm pretty sure that, obviously, it was just for purposes of A. We're up by 28. You can take a seat. It's okay, bud. And it shouldn't be too serious, but we'll find out tomorrow. But... again, it's good to see Evans still being able to push out, a 90-yard game. Kareem Walker, obviously, he's making his way up the ladder as well. And obviously, like you said, Brandon Peters, what are you doing? Well, he's rushing yards.
Yeah, but
what,
why?
One. I don't know.
One rush for six.
Just found
Tony,
open lane.
Tony, your thoughts on the rushing game?
I would echo everything that Miz said. I think he's right. But I really thought that Chris Evans did a great job stepping in. It was when Caron Higdon sort of went out, and even before that, we were really relying on Chris Evans, and he was producing, great yardage. So I thought that was good, especially because I don't know. It seems like maybe in the past, maybe not the Minnesota game, but before the Minnesota game, it seemed like Chris Evans was sort of going a little bit less out of favor as opposed to like Caron Higdon.
Right.
So it's kind of nice to see him, have a couple nice, big games here.
Right.
Sort of spur that energy.
Yeah, your thoughts, Jacob, on Chris Evans obviously filling in the role for Higdon. Did run hard in that fourth quarter, finally scoring another touchdown, the second one on the game.
Yeah, good game for Chris Evans. Really, I really like the way he runs, and I like his athleticism as
well.
What
do you mean by that? What do you mean, the way he runs?
He's got speed, but yesterday he wasn't afraid to, put his head down and create some contact and run through some tackles. So that was something that I think was nice from Chris Evans. Maybe we haven't seen much of that this year, but I thought we saw a lot more of that last night. And another thing, too, Henry Pogi, Maryland native, getting a touchdown in his home state. So that was cool to see.
Yeah, very much so. And then yesterday, I know you guys were all watching the game. I believe it was Walker who they said that he went down. He got to pad level and then went down. But the collision that he took, he went back a few yards. The defender from Maryland also went back a few yards. They said it was Walker as well on the other side, but they ended up changing it. I believe it was Davis. But a very strong hit for both of them, but both took some punishment there. Not bad for the rushing game. Obviously, we need more out of it. We need to find out how Higdon is. That's a big key is going into the next few games, obviously, for Michigan. So on the defensive side, though, we also had an injury in the second half with Rashawn Gary. He went down with a stinger. I don't know. Did they ever take his helmet totally away from him? I'm not sure if they did. I know he was bent over for a while and then trying to shake it out. I don't believe he ever returned to game action.
I'm not 100% sure. In fact, I'm kind of looking at the great article written by a good friend of ours by the name of Nick Baumgartner. Don't know if you heard of that guy.
I have.
He basically kind of brought up...
No one likes that guy around here, I heard, in Ann Arbor. I mean, I like him, but I mean, a lot of people say he's not the nicest.
A lot of people compare him to Tony Hill as far as being a Michigan State lover.
Definitely.
Here we go.
But no, it looks like it does sound like I don't think that he did come back into the game. I mean, Gary did end the game with 5 tackles altogether, if I'm not mistaken. So more likely, I mean, more just on the playing it safe side. That's probably the reason why they didn't have him come back in. Obviously, one of the bigger ones was Lavert Hill with the going through concussion protocol.
Yep.
David Long, who had himself an interception, almost took it back to his house. That was, I guess, that was also an injury on the report as well following the game, but it wasn't serious. But really, the two big ones, I guess, were the Caron Higdon injury and Lavert Hill. But it does sound like that everything should be good. We'll find out more details tomorrow during the presser.
And then Tyree Cannell led the team with 10 tackles, 6 solo, 4 assists. Mo Hurst, they don't have how many times he's held but not called on here, but there was a bunch of them. He also had a sack for six yards as well, but had to take on sometimes 2-3 guys. Thought he had a great game. Kalik Hudson, he might be a new guy. I've never heard that name before.
He's a freak, I hear.
7 total tackles. Also had the interception late into the game. Tried his best he could to go ahead and score, but Maryland able to catch up to him, take him down. Metellus, 6 tackles, Winovich, 6, and then, like you said, Gary, 5, and Bush had 5. Long, I thought, had a great game with 4, especially with that interception, but I like how he played third, fourth quarter. McCray also went down with an injury in the second half of the game. I believe he came back into the game. But you don't want to see that happening. The next 2 weeks, you're going to be playing some top opponents in the more likely probably top 10.
Yeah.
More names, big names going down for the Wolverines. Something you want to see. Your guys' thoughts. Jacob, we'll start with you on the defense.
Yeah, the defense played really well again. And even when, you know, Maryland was driving in the second half, they got to the Michigan 1. Michigan defense was able to hold them to just a field goal. So that was nice. Josh Metellus, I thought, played really well. You mentioned the 6 tackles, but he also had that blocked punt that Michigan had in the first half. So props to him. And again, another good game from Kalik the Freak. Tyree Cannell making a lot of plays, 10 tackles, so nice to see.
All right, Tony L.
Yeah, I thought they had a good game, too. I mean, the thing I loved seeing was when Minnesota was getting into field goal position. Maryland was getting into field goal position or when they scored, how upset the Michigan defense was. Because in a game like this, and it was, you know, towards the end of the game,
right?
To see that level of, you know, not just energy, but like passion, that I thought was awesome. But, you know, I thought they had a great game. I thought the interception that was almost a pick 6 was a great play. But they had a good game like they've had basically all season.
Yeah. Top 4 defense coming into the game. Obviously, at that third quarter, it seemed kind of like I know they don't play zone, but it seemed like there was guys getting open and then some, you know, rush, and sometimes they were just getting loose. But able to stop them, like you said, hold them to the field goal. Also, James Fogue. Got to give it up to him. Had 1 tackle during the game.
Yeah, there you go.
Boom. All right, let's go ahead and take our next caller, and then after that, we're gonna come back. We're gonna take a break after the caller. We're gonna come back and we're gonna talk top 25. Who's in our top 4 and stuff? Let's go to the caller. It's JJ from Lincoln Park. JJ, talk to me.
Well, I tell you what, I was pretty impressed with the performance of the team. It wasn't a world-beating team, but like, you guys are the world-ranked #1 radio show in the entire world.
Thank you.
I hear you got a good presence in Shanghai and Beijing, so kudos to you. And I that must mean the revenue from the advertisement is just going through the roof. No wonder Donaldson and Gunther's dentistry business is just booming and stuff like that. Kudos. Hey, Aubrey Solomon played a good game, and Mr. Ruiz played another stellar game at guard. I just want to say that. However, the biggest news to come out of anything from Michigan was this week, the International Olympic Committee gave former Michigan swim coach John Urbanchik the inaugural Lifetime Achievement Coach in the Olympics Award. So, to go along with your #1 in the world radio show, we have the inaugural recipient of the International Olympic Committee Lifetime Achievement in Coaching Award to our own swim coach, John Urbanchek. And that surely equals the News of You, the number one radio show in all the world. Dare we say next week it'll be to all the solar system.
We're going to try, JJ. Thanks for the call. We're going to try to be up there. And obviously, that's why we have great callers as well. We had Rick Leach, legend, JJ from Lincoln Park. I've been here, 6 years? He's been calling almost every day, as much as he can. So big thanks to JJ.
And you're with that swimming news.
See, that's something that I'd say, hey, Babbitt, give me that news. And he'd be like, I don't know. That's why we have our own correspondents.
Splash. All right, I want to know what I did in this week that I'm getting all the hate from Jay-Z.
I'm not.
It's unbelievable.
I'm getting all the trivia questions that are impossible to answer.
Oh, it's tough.
All right, one more before the break. Trivia question. Babbitt, how many top 25 teams in the rankings lost this week?
6.
Wrong, 9. All right, when you come back, more Playground. You're listening to Sports Talk 1050 WTK. Take the ticket.